Box for a
So
while.
two participants, that's just us and you.
Okay, yes. Oh, they're not. Hang on. Why does that look different than it normally does? Maybe because it's dark.
Maybe.
I think we should have dark meetings all the time.
Yeah, let's just go dark.
Yeah. I'm sure. Ron, can you hear us?
Yeah, I
Oh,
saw him.
there.
Okay, there we go.
Not good.
Where's that Michael?
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get the meeting started for this January 22nd audit committee meeting. It's 10 a.m. and I'm Michael Black. I'll be chairing this meeting from now on, I guess. So we have Tawny Knutson Boyd from the City Council here. We've got Dieter Charles from our staff. Member who's also appointed to the group, and then Jen, remind me your last name,
Williams.
William, Jen Williams, who's also a member of the community and a member of this board. So thank you for being here, and EMS,
And EMS.
and EMS. Okay, and then did we have any other members who are not here? Okay, so this is our full group. So the plan today will just be to we've got minutes to go over. And then we'll get a presentation for the recommendations for the audit. And we've got our consultant, Ron Stewart, here to do that. And then we can ask questions, go through that whole thing, do whatever you need to do, see if there's any changes you'd like to see. But at the end, I believe we are making a recommendation to the City Council on the audit. So is that right, Summer?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll need a motion, and the motion will be for a recommendation. So first thing is minutes. We have minutes from our last meeting.
I hope y'all can remember what happened.
I remember. It was 5 minutes.
I was gonna say it was about 5 minutes ago.
Rosie.
She's okay.
Okay, so anybody have a chance? Dieter, you weren't here.
Yeah, I wasn't here, so but I asked somewhere. I think I can still vote
still
on it.
Vote.
Yeah,
you can make the motion, and but me not being part of the committee at the time, it's up to you.
Okay. So we just need a motion, unless there's any changes.
Go ahead.
All right. So I made the motion for approval of minutes, April 2nd, 2024.
Okay. And we need a second.
I'll second.
Okay, so we've got Dieter with the motion and Tawny with the second. And we'll just do a raise of hands. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Do I get a vote?
No,
I won't vote. All right. If I could vote, I would. I'm totally on board with this. So 3-0 vote. So thank you. So that those are approved. And then next we have Ron, if you want to go over the recommendations or the audit and what will eventually be our recommendation to the City Council, we'll turn it over to you.
Great. Well, thanks for letting me be here this morning, especially let me be here virtually. I really appreciate that. What I'll do is just for a couple minutes go through what we do as auditors. Kind of our job and the conclusions that we came to and how we came to those conclusions. And then we can talk about anything else you'd like to. So for a city, there's really three areas that we look at. We want to make sure that the financial statements are materially correct, that they meet accounting standards, and you can rely upon those numbers. The second thing we want to do is to make sure that the internal controls are designed, implemented, and effectively working within your city. And the third thing we want to do is to make sure that you're in compliance with state law based on the areas that we looked at in accordance with the state auditor's office. So those are the kind of the areas that we look at. Starting with the financial statements, we take the trial balance or the books of the city, and we perform a number of tests on those balances to make sure that those are materially correct and they meet accounting standards. Some of those procedures will include looking at the trial balance and making sure it's mathematically correct, that it actually balances, the debits and credits are actually right. And then we start looking at outside parties. So we'll send confirmations to an outside third party, like a bank or a finance institution, to make sure that the balances that we're showing on our books are the same that they show on theirs. And we do that for cash, property taxes, sales tax, use tax, Class C roads, URS pension entries, and anything else we can think of to confirm with an outside party. Another procedure we perform is we look at invoices, and we'll review a significant amount of invoices throughout the audit. At the beginning, we randomly select a sample of invoices and review those. We make sure that we're looking for that the check matches the invoice, that it hits the GL in the proper period in the right account, that there's signatures and approvals, to try and do a little bit of internal control review of that as well as we're doing those. As we're actually testing balances, we'll pull a number of invoices throughout that period too, as far as capital assets. Accounts payable, we'll pull a number of invoices after the end of the year and make sure that the expenses hit the proper period and they're coded correctly. Accrued liabilities, various other accounts. So as we're going through our testing, we'll pull an invoice to make sure that that matches and we can understand what's happening there. There's a number of calculations or estimates and calculations on a financial statement. And so we go through and we recalculate those balances and look at those to make sure that those are meeting accounting standards. We do that for accrued payroll, depreciation expense, compensated absences, pension-related obligations. So we'll go through and recalculate those balances to make sure that those are materially correct and they're meeting accounting standards. And then we do a lot of analytical reviews. So at the beginning of the audit, we'll pull the trial balance of this year and compare it to last year, compare it to budget, create some expectations of what we think should happen, and then review those to see what really happened and what those changes were. If the change is greater than we anticipated it to be, then we'll go through and either design tests or inquire management and come to understand what those differences are. We do that at the beginning of the audit. And then as we're doing our testing of individual balances, we'll review that analytical review and maybe even go into a little more depth of what those changes were and why. And then as the financial statements are written, we do it a third time as we're getting to the end of kind of a high level to make sure that we can feel comfortable that we've answered all the questions and can see where all those differences were. And then we perform a number of other tests on the trial balance, but those are the major ones that kind of help us get to the conclusion that we can say that these financial statements meet accounting standards and are materially correct. Our opinion, which is really what we're after here, is the opinion that those financial statements do meet that, says, in our opinion, the financial statements referred to above present fairly in all material respects the respective financial position of the governmental activities, business type activities, each major fund, and the aggregate remaining fund information of Moab City as of June 30, 2024, and the respective changes in financial position and where applicable cash flows thereof for the year then ended in accordance with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. That is an unmodified opinion, a clean opinion, or the best opinion that you can receive. So in short, that means that we feel that those financial statements do meet those accounting standards. The second area that we talked about was the internal controls. We don't give an opinion on controls, but we do evaluate those controls to make sure they're designed, implemented, and working. We do that through interviews, walkthroughs, and questionnaires. So we sit down with staff and say, walk us through the procedures of how you get from point A to point B. Then we'll actually pull some invoices or pull time cards. This year we looked at cash receipts, cash disbursements, and payroll. So we'll take a cash receipt and watch it go through the system and the approvals and the controls that are in place to make sure that those controls are working. If a portion of your city just didn't have controls, or those controls over time had not had at one time been effective but weren't as effective anymore, we would bring those to your attention in this meeting and in writing to let you know what those control issues are. Through our testing and interviews, walkthroughs, we feel like the controls are designed, implemented, and they're effective, and there's nothing that we need to bring to your attention here that there's a deficiency in the internal controls within the city. So I think the city has done a good job of tightening those controls up and putting controls in place. The third area that we look at is state compliance. State auditor gives us areas within your city that we need to evaluate on an annual basis and every three-year basis. And so we go through those to make sure that we're covering each one of those areas. They give us certain procedures to perform to make sure you're in compliance with those. The areas that we looked at this year were budgetary compliance, fund balance, restricted taxes, government fees, fraud risk assessment, enterprise fund transfers, tax levy revenue, impact fees, Utah State Retirement Systems, and the Public Treasurer's Bond. So for each one of those areas, they give us a list of things that we need to go through and look at, and we've gone through those areas. There were two areas within the city that did not meet compliance. One is budgetary compliance. So in the housing, debt service, and parking and transit departments, that we exceeded exceeded our budgeted amounts. So our recommendation is, as you go through the budgeting process and throughout the year, that you're continuing evaluating your budget to actual. And if need be, something comes up that exceeds what you'd anticipated, that you amend that budget to cover those additional costs. The second compliance is when the general fund charges utility funds for overhead expenditures, such as utility billing and some of those areas, those amounts there needs to be a set procedure of how we're calculating those, and those need to be budgeted items on your budget showing those transfers going over and how we're allocating those. During the audit, we noted the city did not include the general fund allocation as a budgeted expenditures in the parking and transit fund. So those funds, that budget didn't happen to show that we were allocating some of the overhead for those services that were provided. So we just, the recommendation is that we make those a budgeted item, and we're going to actually have those allocated or those overhead transfers going to those funds. So those are the two areas that we looked at, or that we found findings in for this year. The rest of the procedures, we felt like you were in compliance, and there's no other issues that we need to bring to your attention. So really, that's our job, is to do one, make sure the financial statements are materially correct, meet accounting standards, two, that you have controls in place, and three, that you're in compliance with state law. And that's our report. And so if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to talk about anything you need.
Okay, any questions for Ron or comments on the audit?
So I have one question. So page 32, audit information, it says city provides health insurance through the agreement with Cigna. I thought we're not working with Cigna anymore. I think we have a Select Health. Is that different insurance then?
You're correct, we are Select Health, so that was probably just needed to be updated.
Okay, that's the only things.
Okay. So Ron, the issues that you brought up in compliance, those issues have been resolved, right? Or we have a plan to resolve those issues. Is that correct? I'm looking out to our staff as well. So I'm genuinely asking.
Yeah, so the, the response to those were that, yeah, we'll be doing those. I think the as far as the budget goes, it's just a matter of monitoring that budget. And when you get to your end of the year, if you haven't amended the budget for those additional costs, to make sure that you're looking at the not only what you've spent, but what you anticipate to spend. You know, there may be an invoice that's out there that's coming in that might not come in until July, but it's really related to June's expenditures. It's going to have to be picked up as an expenditure in June. So if we get to the year end, just being proactive to look and see those things that are kind of out there and making sure we have budget to cover those. If not, we need to amend the budget to make sure we have coverage in those areas. Right.
So I think our idea in response to this is a practice where we do a budget opening or a budget amendment at the end of the year before we approve the next year's budget, to ensure that we've covered all of these issues and we don't go into the next year with outstanding budget issues. So,
correct.
Okay. Anything else from anyone? Okay. So I've heard the term unqualified and qualified opinion. Is that something you guys use? Does this fall into one of those categories?
So a few years ago it was unqualified, and now it's unmodified.
Unmodified, okay.
So, and next year it's probably going to go back, but you know, who knows? Okay. But at the moment, yeah, an unmodified opinion means the clean opinion, or an unqualified. There's nothing out there that we are saying that needs to be adjusted to make those statements match accounting standards. So, yeah, okay. That's a clean opinion.
So we have an unmodified opinion, which correct. Is the better of the two options. So, okay. Any other questions, discussion?
No.
If not, someone can make a motion. This is the recommendation to the city council to accept the budget or the audit, sorry, to accept the audit.
I'll let one of you guys make it because it makes sense.
So can we add that the signature to be changed to collected health?
You can just make that part of your motion.
Okay, so I make the motion for recommendation to the city council of the draft annual audit and to the change of page 32 audit information. The city health insurance to be changed from Cigna to selected health. Did that work?
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. That was a recommendation for acceptance from DDAR. A second from Jen, and all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There's no one left, so there can't be. But,
what do you think, Posey?
Yeah, so it passed 3-0 for recommendation for acceptance by the city council of the audit. So thank you, everybody. Ron, thanks a lot. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just, you know, an audit is pretty intense. We ask a lot of questions. We ask for a lot of documentation. And we just really appreciate the staff. They did a really good job of trying to get us the information, trying to understand the processes, and we appreciate their work. So thanks to them.
Yes. Thank you to everybody involved. Any of the work that was done, all of the work that was done. So with that, I think we are at the end of our agenda. And yeah, so we are adjourning this meeting. This meeting stands adjourned. But no longer stands. So. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, see y'all in another year.